Good morning, YouTube, and good morning, Facebook. Today is the 30th of December, 2019. Well, we are told in Scripture that the Lord will deliver us from every evil work. 1 Samuel 2:9, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me until his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 4:18. He will keep the feet of his saints. Welcome aboard, Philip McKinney. So that means that he is going to present us blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:8. Excuse my coffee maker in the background there. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such thing, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, sincere and without offense, till the day of Christ. Now unto you that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and ever. Jude 24 and 25. You that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 1:8. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John 1:6 and 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. He that is washed needeth not to save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Well, I'm glad to know that we have a great Savior who is going to deliver us from every evil work, and he will preserve us unto his heavenly kingdom. That is a promise that he's given us. We can't do it of ourselves. We can't even walk without. And he's holding our hand. He, underneath us, are the everlasting arms of Christ. He's actually carrying us. He's actually carrying us. I'm glad to know that he's going to preserve us from every evil work. He's going to present us spotless to the Father. His atonement is effectual for all for whom he died. I'm glad to know that he's a refuge for our soul. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within the heart and mind, there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ we can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ the King of glory is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening, I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let things I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. Well, Christ does bring calm to our souls. He is ever present in our time of need, whatever those needs might be. Christ brings calm to my soul when the changes of wind blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go. Christ brings calm to my soul when questions vex my mind. I have always found that in Christ I can find a refuge and comfort knowing He's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing He does for me arrange. And Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise His holy name when I take my last breath. Welcome aboard, Rahel Yayak Puda Jahadi. What a wonderful last name, Puda Jahadi. I love it. Okay. It's good to know that underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. It's good to know that He has our back. It's good to know that He carries us when we cannot even walk. It's good to know that we can depend upon Him. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in Thee. Let the water and the blood from Thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me sure. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in Thee. Dear Lord, the reins of my heart are in Your hands. When troubled waters are before me, my enemies obey Your command. Who can in Thy holy presence stand but those whom Thou hast delivered with Your mighty hand and chose them in Christ before the world began? My hope rests in Your finished work and in Your Son, who gave His life a ransom for many, to rescue their souls from death for eternity. What a delight as I trust in Your grace and mercy to think that You have chosen me to raise me from death to life and set my soul in Christ at liberty. And when I come to stand before Your holy throne, may I trust in Christ and Christ alone and abide forever with You, for Your blood for me atones. Well, we all have our trials as God's people. What should our response be to these trials that God places in our lives? What should be our response? Have you ever had a trial so big and difficult that it felt like to you it was a personal assault? And you could find no relief. It was pressing in so hard that you were considering just throwing in the cards. The trial had gone on with no relief. It was as if you'd been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure, but instead it was getting hotter. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to listen to the rock. He always cares for his precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this vale of tears we trod. He is the hope for us when we are weary, teary, and blue. He cares. He understands. He'll make a way for you. He knows his people's hearts, their strains and tribulations. That's why he's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord should all our problems be taking. He will sustain us up and hold us up, for he has drunk from the most bitter cup, the cup of God's wrath poured out upon him when he was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel to live with him eternally. Welcome aboard, Brother Leon Kennedy. Good to see you this morning. And yes, God has done all things well. And God has the answer to all of our questions, doesn't he, Brother Leon? He has all the answers. They're contained in his words. And his Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. You know, when I think of God's love and what he did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed within my mind and in my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things, like listening to the angels sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank you, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation you had this worm in mind? Come and shed your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give you praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing you did for me when you died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Thank you. Well, God demonstrates his love in so many awesome ways. You know, he demonstrates his ways, his love through us, through friends, through the blessings of life, through our food and sustenance, through our shelter and warmth in the wintertime. He also demonstrates his love in a mighty way through creation. When I awake at early dawn and the sunlight glimmers on my face, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When my heart feels the comfort of your Spirit's wooing, I want to thank you for your amazing grace. When the flowers bend their heads, waving to me at sunrise, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When I remember resurrection morning, your sun rising from the dead, I want to thank you for your glory fills the skies. When I see the robin, the redbird, and the dove waking to a new day, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. Knowing that Christ is seated at your right hand, I know someday I too paradise will take my flight. When the squirrels rise early playing in the trees, Father, I know that creation is a wonder of your might. I then know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. And thank you again for your love shown on Calvary. When I see and hear the waters of a creek on the mountainside, welcome aboard, MJ Abelos. Glad to have you with us this morning. Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might, and the water and the blood that flowed from your riven side reminds me to be so thankful for the day for me you died. Welcome aboard, Samuel Puka. Glad to have you with us this morning. And in the early evening, when the sun begins to set, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. As the cool breeze blows and the robin returns unto her nest, the rest I have in Christ, your perfect sacrifice was met. And when I see the fawn by the road peering through the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And I see her mother not far away. Once again, the great shepherd beckons me to my knees. When this old world with all its sin is burnt up and destroyed, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And as the new Jerusalem descends from heaven with wonder and delight, I want to thank you for fulfilling Christ's promise, and I'll be overjoyed. What marvels await me in this new city, I am told. Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. I'll live in a city where I'll never grow old, and I'll forever thank you for this ever told. Well, I'm thankful for the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to fear? What have I to dread? Leaning on the everlasting arms. You know, when we take our first breath and are born on this earth, our mother and father celebrate our new birth. They invite the relatives over, full of joy and laughter. But we have been born into a world of sin and disaster. Something needs to happen to get us out of this state. We need to be born again. The Bible tells us, for God's people, they were predestinated. It was his plan. Well, if that's the case for you and that's the case for me, and we have received salvation, then the final thing to be accomplished for us is our glorification. So let us remember what he's done for you and me. Well, there is a big contrast between man and Christ, is there not? It's a great big contrast. And Samuel Puka, I'm blessed with your fellowship as well. And with each one of you, it's a blessing to be able to share one of you this morning. There's a big contrast between man and Christ. Christ emptied himself and became a servant to us. And man exalts himself and is full of pride. And over this life, man makes such a fuss. Christ freely laid down his life, and he bled and died. Christ fed the hungry and healed the sick, and gave sight to the blind. While man relies on his 401k, his friends at work, and his holidays, Christ had no place to lay his head, and he had no earthly kingdom in mind. But Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Man thinks he can save himself through his own decision and choice, and is in bondage to sin and in an awful plight. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, listen to his voice. Christ came to save his people from their sins. Man is concerned only with having a good time and betting on who the Super Bowl wins. Christ says, all that the Father hath given are mine. Christ is seated in heaven on his royal throne. Man is working to make a name for himself, to make himself known, and making himself a fortune and building a new home. Christ is preparing a mansion for his people. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He is the foundation stone. What a contrast between Christ and man. What a contrast. Well, I've often said, I'm looking for the greatest family reunion ever. I'm looking for that day when we are beckoned to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I can see him now, and I'm ready too. Christ splitting the eastern sky with his outstretched arms and the clouds so blue, saying, welcome home, my child. This reunion is for you. I can see him now and hear him say, today I remove all your scars and pain away. There will be no more vicious attacks on your soul. Welcome home, my child. You're now eternally whole. I can see him now with all that love, ushering me into the family above. They smile and welcome me with their open arms, and I now can see the beauty of my Savior's charms. I can see him now, seated on his throne, announcing to heaven, Larry's now home. They are worshiping and praising Christ in his holy name, and at this family reunion I hear them proclaim, all glory and honor we give to the Son, who is the one worthy, his family he has won. Each of us to God by his death on the cross. The marriage supper of the Lamb came with the greatest cost. I can now see him smiling not only at me, but Christ is delighted with his whole family. With the sacrifice he paid for them on the tree, this family reunion will last for eternity. What a contrast this is to reunions on earth, where pride and sin and sorrow are birthed. I can hear him now saying, Larry, never again, because you are forever with me and my Father in heaven. I'm looking forward to that family reunion, the greatest family reunion ever. Are you not? Well, I'm glad to know that he has given us everlasting consolation, everlasting love. And it's not just temporary. It's not just for this lifetime, but it is for time and eternity. I believe in the power of prayer when burdens are heavy and sore, for Christ himself pled to the Father when on the tree our sins he bore. I believe in the power of prayer. Christ did intercede for me. He giveth more grace when we cry out to him. He grants us his tender mercy. I believe in the power of prayer to sustain us each passing hour. So pray without ceasing, O fellow believer, for we need his almighty power. Amen. Well, I hope that this finds you in good stead with the mercy of God upon your head this morning. I'm going to read one more before we conclude this time that we have together. I hope this has been edifying. And let us remember that his mercies are new every morning. I'm glad God's mercies are new each day to give the child of grace comfort along the way. Without the continued mercies of God, we would be hopelessly helpless to praise and laud our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. Thank God that His mercies and grace never end. And then finally, why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would He love me before the foundation of the world? Why would He suffer and die on the cross? Why would He pay such a tremendous cost? Why would He promise to come again for me? Why would He send a comforter while I await His return? Why would He love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because He loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to His Son. He did it because of an eternal pact, the victory He has won. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was His eternal plan. Yes, Samuel, His mercies are new every morning. May the good Lord be with you this Monday. May you have a blessed week, is my prayer to each one of you. Philip, Rahel, Leon, Samuel, MJ Abelos, all of those over on YouTube, and those that will see this broadcast on our other platforms. God bless. Have a wonderful day.